Today we continue to pray for the ballot measures on the California ballot that are going to be the number 6 through 10 or the California propositions number 32 through 36. We need discernment in voting, Father God. And as Romans 12:2 admonishes us, we don't want to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewal of our minds, that by testing we may discern what your will is, good, acceptable, and perfect. And as you said in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, you encourage us to test everything and to hold fast to what is good. So God, today we pray, as we are reviewing these and praying through these different propositions, that we are seeking you for help on how to vote after reading about and learning more about each measure as the actual ballot samples come to our homes. Proposition 32 we lift up is the goal is to raise the minimum wage to $18 in California. The existing law is designed to increase the minimum wage to $15 per hour by January 2023, so that has already happened, and increasing it annually according to inflation. Those that are for this, Father, believe it would help workers with increased cost of living, and yet those against it say it will raise prices for all services, thus increasing the cost of living. So, Father, help us to know how to pray, how to discern which way would be best to serve the majority. Would it cause everything to rise so much in all the service industry that even the regular person couldn't even pay for the service, and thus that rise in minimum wage would not really help them in the end? So, Father, help us to know how to vote on this. Proposition 33, prohibiting state limitations on local rent control initiative. It would give the government more authority in residential property. And those that are for it believe it would be a problem for those limit. It would limit rent for first-time tenants, and it would limit it on people who own homes. Those that are against it believe that it would give the government too much power, and it would cause people who want to build new homes not to have any incentive because they wouldn't gain any investments. So, Father, again, we ask for your wisdom. Proposition 34 requires certain participants in the Medi-Cal prescription program to spend 98% of revenues on patient care initiative. This restricts spending by healthcare providers meeting specified criteria. Those who are for this think it will protect patients from the worst abusers. Those against it believe it will set a precedent and affect the most vulnerable in our society. Proposition 35, Father, we lift up before you. Managed care organization tax authorization, providing permanent funding for Medi-Cal healthcare services. Those for it think it will help Planned Parenthood. Those against think it will not be equitable, and it would increase our deficit in California. And the last one, Proposition 36, is drug and theft crime penalties and treatment mandated felonies. It would allow felony charges and increased sentences for certain drug and theft crimes, especially for repeat offenders. Those that are for it think it will hold repeat offenders of theft and serious drug crimes, including those involving fentanyl, accountable. Those against thinks it would not improve recidivism nor decrease violent crime. So, Father, we lift them all up before you and ask for your discernment. We have an idea, I'm sure, each of us, but as we pray and read and get educated, that we will hear the Spirit of the Lord speak to us clearly which way to vote. In Jesus' mighty name.